I want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Life Potential Discovery Series. I am Pastor Alo Olatukunbo Akin from Lagos, Nigeria. Hi Cheryl, I want to welcome you. You are my first guest tonight on this platform. I want to appreciate you. You are wonderfully welcome to this edition of Life Potential Discovery Series, where I'll be speaking on building relationship, building positive relationships for personal growth, building positive relationships for personal growth. You can share this event with friends and other people around you to be aware that we are on air already. I want to welcome everyone. Thank you for joining in tonight. Thank you for coming in. I'll be speaking on building positive relationships for personal growth. And this particular topic is so important and so vital that it is something that we all need to listen to over and over again. And you don't need to worry about that, as it's being recorded and I'm going to share it in my podcast in the next edition of my podcast. Hi Laura, I want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Life Potential Discovery Series. Tonight I'm speaking on building positive relationships for personal growth. I believe that one of the things that is the need of human being is positive relationship. Everyone in this world is looking out for positive relationship. That is why people are on different social media, looking for people that will connect with them, looking for people that will come in contact with them, that they will be able to build a positive relationship with them. It is a thing that many people desire, but I can tell you that it is not everyone that is looking for this kind of positive relationship that is actually getting it. Many people are seeking positive relationship, but they are not getting it. I can't say this is why they are not getting positive relationships, but I know that it is not everyone that is looking for positive relationship that is actually getting it. But that does not mean that there are still no positive relationships scattered all over the world, even virtually. There are people that have not seen or met themselves in person, but the relationship they have been able to build is very positive and strong one. All right, so I'll be exposing more about that, but I want us to look at what really is relationship. If we are to define relationship, we can say it is the state of connectedness between two people or more people. The state of connectedness, there's a connection. If you are saying that you are relating or in a relationship with someone, then definitely there's a connection between the two of you, or there's a connection among you, either as a team in an office or as friends in a place, or as classmates, as classmates, as colleagues. So there's a connection, and it can be emotional, and it may not necessarily be an emotional connection, but there's a connection. Now, that can be anywhere. Relationship is everywhere, but it is not every relationship that is positive. And that is why I need to now specify or specifically tell us what a positive relationship is. But before I do that, I want to welcome Kojo Jeromi. Thank you for joining in, and Boluwa Tiwi Ayo Paliki. Thank you so much for joining tonight's episode of Life Potential Discovery Series, where we are looking at building a positive relationship for personal growth. So, I was saying earlier that we can say there's a relationship, but we now need to specify or specifically look at what is a positive relationship. It's a relationship that is characterized by mutual respect. There's respect between or among those that are involved. There is trust. Someone that you do not trust. If trust is missing in a relationship, then it's no longer positive. There's an atom of negativity in that relationship. Once trust is missing, then another thing that characterizes a positive relationship is empathy. You empathize with someone that you are in a relationship with. If someone is sick, for instance, part of your expression to that person, towards that person, or concerning that person, is to either call that person constantly or to visit the person to know the state of that person. Though you may not even be a medical person, you may not know any drug that you can prescribe for the person, you may not be able to do anything physically for the person, but it's just a show of that connection. Remember I told us earlier that a relationship has to do with connectedness. So that connection between the two of you should build empathy that will make you to feel like, I need to visit the person, I need to call this person, I need to send a message to this person to express that this relationship is still a positive one. And then there is support. That's another characteristic of a positive relationship. There is support. So these characters or these characteristics that I've mentioned, respect, trust, empathy, and support, are part of the things that will let you know that this relationship is positive. It also involves healthy communication. You know, for someone that is not in Nigeria, you may not understand it, but there are some people we call area boys or area girls, so to speak. When you can imagine, when they are greeting themselves, you'll be hearing some vulgar words that they are using to greet for that, oh my, to greet themselves, even extending the curse or the abuse to their mothers. The mother that is not present where they are greeting themselves, they will be extending the vulgar greeting to the mother. That is not a positive relationship. A positive relationship involves healthy communication. You share positive words, you share positive ideas, you share things that will improve yourself and that will improve the person that you are communicating with. If you are communicating negatively, then you are not building a LD relationship. You are not building a positive relationship. You share values. That's another thing that positive relationships involve. Shared values. What's your value? Do you have a value? What value are you bringing to the table? What value are you sharing with people? That is what makes you to be involved in a positive relationship. You have genuine desire for the other person, for the other party that you are in a relationship with. It's not every relationship that ends in marriage or that ends in an emotional relationship. You can be friends, you can be colleagues, but you have genuine desire If an opportunity comes your way to help someone, you do not hoard that information. You have that desire that as I am developing, as I am growing, as I am building my personal life, as I am building myself, as I am developing myself, I want others to also go along with me. So you involve yourself in these things that I've mentioned. Let me highlight them again: mutual respect, trust, empathy. You support yourselves. You have healthy communication. You share something that will bring about enlightenment. You share something that will bring about illumination. Something that someone doesn't understand, when you communicate healthily, that person will see light. And that's why there are coaches. That's why there are mentors. Mentors, coaches, life coaches, and rest. What they do is to help those that are in the dark or in darkness to be able to see the light. All right. So now, if someone is not in a positive relationship, then it means the ship that person has entered into can be described as toxic relationship. This is an unpleasant and damaging or offensive relationship. And there are people that have found themselves in that kind of a relationship. It is unpleasant. It is damaging. It is offensive. And people are involved in it. I want to let you know that a toxic relationship is harmful and very unpleasant. It has provocative behaviors and interactions. And when someone finds himself or herself in this kind of unpleasant and provocative relationship, with the other party having this kind of negative behaviors and interaction, these things can undermine the well-being and the happiness of the other parties. Maybe one, two, or three other people that are involved in a toxic relationship, the person that is manifesting or that is displaying that negative behavior, that negative interaction, may not feel it, but those that are in the relationship with him or her will be experiencing undermined well-being, and there won't be happiness for those that are involved. Toxic relationships also include manipulations, excessive controls, emotional abuse, or even disrespect. You just disrespect people, you don't honor people, you don't care whose ox is God. As long as you are able to exhibit your own toxicity, you don't care about others, that is not a good relationship. It's a toxic relationship. And such relationships can erode people's self-esteem. It can let people be out of order, out of that kind of mindset that they can't amount to anything. So it can erode a person's self-esteem. I'm telling us about the negative things that come out of a toxic relationship. It can erode self-esteem. It can cause emotional distress. Toxic relationships can cause emotional distress and can also impede a person's personal growth. It will cause emotional drain. That's how it impedes someone's personal growth. If you are having emotional drain, you will not be able to think about growing yourself, you will not be able to think about developing yourself. You have an undermined self-esteem, and your perception will be distorted. you will only see things from your own perspective. You don't want to listen to other people's perspectives. It is because you are involving yourself in a kind of behavior that can bring about toxic relationship. I just have to go through this route, though that is not my focus tonight. My focus is basically on how we can now build positive relationships, especially by looking at the advantages of positive relationships. When you are involved in positive relationships, when we look at this, it will help you to build a positive relationship. If you are meeting someone either online or offline for the first time, you'll be able to relate in a positive way with that person, and you'll be able to get the benefits that I'll be sharing in the next few seconds with others. You'll be able to gain these benefits, and through that benefit, other people will also be interested in relating with you. And like my post of yesterday and today, I shared about how I've been able to build positive relationships on this Blue app. On LinkedIn, I've been able to build positive relations with both those that I've seen in person, those that we have met in person, and those that I've not even met. For instance, I was awarded with an honorary doctorate degree in strategic leadership by a London-based business and training school. I met the founder, the chancellor of that school. I met him on LinkedIn. He came into my audio room just like you are here tonight. Fumilayo, I want to welcome you. Just as you are here tonight, that's how the man came into my audio room for the first time. He listened to me speaking, and from there, I don't know how, what led him. Oh, Jesus. The person that I'm just talking about just stepped into the room again now. He went to my, thank you so much, sir. You're welcome, Bishop Owolabi Koka. He went to my profile, checked out my profile, and he saw what I am into and where I stay and things like that. And from there, he built a relationship. And that relationship, though he lives outside Nigeria, but we were able to meet in person for the first time yesterday. We hugged as if we've been together for the past 10 years. That's how positive relationship can develop into growth, can bring about your personal development, can bring about your expansion in life, can bring about great and mighty things that you can do. Like it's been said that one tree does not make a forest. That means you can't live your life alone. You cannot succeed in life alone. There are people that will come your way, whether you like them or you don't like them, whether you know them or you don't know them, whatever thoughts you have about them, people will definitely come your way. Now, when we come in contact with people, either online or offline, there are advantages when we build positive relationships with them. I'm going to share these advantages, these benefits that we can gain and get when we build positive relationships. I've told us what positive relationship is. It involves healthy communication. It involves shared values. It involves genuine desire for each other's well-being. It involves respect, mutual respect for each other. You are not interested in the age of another person. You are not interested in the race. You are not interested in the location of the person. What you are interested in is how will this person be better than he or she is at the moment? How can I contribute to the improvement, to the development of this person? Even if it's an organization, if it's a brand, How can this brand become better? How can this organization be improved? How can this organization expand its cost? How can this organization expand what it does through my connection with them, through the relationship that I have with them? All right, so let me give us these advantages, these benefits of building positive relationships. Number one is nurturing supportive connections. When you build positive relationships, it will foster a positive network that will uplift and encourage your personal growth. That is why you need to avoid as much as possible any toxic relationship. I wrote for a brand. That brand is established by one of my community members on LinkedIn. We belong to the same community. And when she wanted to start that organization, she told me to write about it, and I did a little research. Though I just write about now, few minutes ago, it just came to my mind that I should say something about toxic relationship, and I did a little research on it, so I've been able to share that earlier. Now, when that organization wanted to start, they invited me, they requested that I write about toxic relationship and how people should, as much as possible, avoid any toxic relationship. It can be between friends, can be between couples, it can be between fiance and fiancee, those that are in the relationship, those that are dating themselves. Even it can be among classmates, they can be involved in toxic relationship. So as much as possible, we must avoid that. Now, when you are now building a positive relationship, one of the things that it does is that it helps you it uplifts you and encourages you in your personal growth. When you see people telling you that, a client just made payment, a client just gave me a call, I just got a message in my DM, I've gone through my profile, I've gone through my previous posts, I cannot see this person's comment, cannot see this person's reacting to my post, but I just got a call from this international number. It is when you are hearing all those things, those positive things that people are sharing on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, it will encourage you to also grow and develop. Like Emmanuel Ndoka used to say that I'm not here to impress, I'm here to inspire. Yes, sharing your good news on LinkedIn is not to impress people, is not to let people run down into depression. Rather, it is to encourage and uplift people that you also can do the same. I remember in one of my recent posts, I think maybe on Sunday or on Friday or so, I said, I am here to also help you and to let you know that what I have done, you can also do. That will encourage someone that, this man is not here to come and impress us with his certificate in website design, a certificate in content creation, certificate in strategic leadership. No, I'm not here to impress. I'm here to uplift and encourage you to also grow. Don't limit yourself. That is what connections do. When you connect with people, they stir up that mindset that I also need to improve. I also need to grow. There are people that when you go to their profiles or when you see their posts, be expecting that you are going to learn and you are going to look for a way to also improve on yourself. So when we surround ourselves with individuals who believe in our potentials and offer constructive feedback, it will cultivate an environment that is conducive to self-development, self-improvement. Anything that you want to do, you want to improve yourself, you want to develop yourself, what you need is people that will believe in you. People that will let you know that, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. That's why coaches are available. So I saw a video on Instagram, and as I saw that video, it really moved my bones. It moved me to my bones. When that guy is a leadership expert and he's talking about being a commander and being a leader. That's why he mentioned Alex Ferguson. That's the coach of my club, Manchester United. Though I'm not a diehard fan like that. I can't. If I'm in the sitting room and Manchester is playing, yes, I watch. But for me to go an extra mile that I want to go and watch Manchester by all means, no, I can't do that. But if I'm at home and I stumble on Man U playing, then I watch. But I can say that I'm a fan of Man U, and I know most of the players that have played for Man U. I don't know any of them now. But when he mentioned Alex Ferguson, and he mentioned the players that Alex Ferguson was able to discover, he said in that video that those guys that Alex Ferguson discovered were not who they became after they met Alex Ferguson. So when we meet people and when people meet us, there must be something that will change in their lives. We must be able to identify potentials, even when the potential carrier doesn't know that he or she has that potential. And that's why I love what I do as a lecturer in the Bible school. It has given me the privilege of helping individuals, old and young. I've taught grandmothers, I've taught grandfathers of over 70 years, over 60 years, and I'm still teaching them. And I've even taught those that are young as well. So, when you build a positive relationship, you nurture supportive connections. The second thing that you will gain as advantage and as benefit in building positive relationships is learning and development. When we engage in meaningful interactions with others, we are exposed to diverse perspectives, different perspectives. You'll be able to see when you are in a room, either virtually or physically, when you are in a room in a conference hall and you have engineers, you have medical people, you have spiritual people, you have people from different races, people from different countries, people from different areas of expertise, and they are discussing, it will give you different and diverse perspectives of life and diverse perspectives of situations and circumstances. Dr. Marcia, thank you so much for joining in. I want to appreciate you. When you do this also, when you involve yourself in positive relationship, your knowledge base expands. You get to know more and you experience more. Like when we read, one of the things that books do is they help us to have an experience without necessarily experiencing the experience. that sounds funny, but I believe you understand what I mean. In other words, you don't need to experience certain things before you know that these things exist, or these things can occur, or these things have occurred. When you read a book, maybe written by an Asian, maybe an Indian, and it's giving you a background of the things that he or she has experienced in India. You don't need to go to India to have that same experience. You already know that, oh, there can be this kind of experience. All right, so you learn something new and you are able to develop yourself because you have built a relationship. Like I said, the relationships that we are looking at does not necessarily have to be with in person. You don't need to see the person you are relating with in person or physically. For instance, I've not met Bolu Atiwi in person, but we have been able to build a relationship between the time she was in this audio room, the first edition that I had this month, because this audio room comes up twice a month, it's bi-weekly. The first edition I had this week, 2 weeks ago, she was in the room. And from that time, we've been communicating up till today. We've been communicating. So from my experience, I've learned, and I believe from my experience, she has also learned. Bishop Olabi, that is here tonight too, from his experience, I've learned, and he has learned from me. All right, so when we build positive relationships, we learn and we develop. Through these exchanges, we not only broaden our understanding of the world, but we also acquire valuable insights. I can say that my leadership coach is John C. Maxwell. I still believe that I'm going to see him in person, either he comes to Nigeria or whenever I will be going to the United States of America. I'm going to meet him in person, but I can say that I've met him because I receive mails from him constantly. Virtually all his staff, he has staff that send mail to me on a regular basis. The conferences that he's holding this year, I've been part of some of his conferences that I've been able to watch online. So I have a relationship with him. He may not know me personally, but I know him and I have a relationship with him. And through his videos on YouTube, through the private videos that I've received from his staff, from the conferences that he has done this year, his books that I've read have helped me to acquire valuable insights that contribute to my personal development journey. So I know that virtually everyone on LinkedIn belongs to one community or another. So in that community, there are people that you are learning from, and there are certain things that you also have that people are learning from. So that's another advantage that we gain when we involve or when we get ourselves involved in a positive relationship. Number one, I said you begin to nurture supportive connections. Number two is learning and development. And the third benefit of a positive relationship is emotional well-being. I've told us that one of the things that happen to anyone that is involved in a toxic relationship is emotional drain. When your emotion is being drained, or when you are being drained emotionally, you will not be able to grow. You will not be able to take the steps of personal development. You will not be able to take the steps that will lead to your personal development. But when you now get into a positive relationship, it helps your emotional well-being. Positive relationships provide a sense of belonging and emotional stability. When you have an issue and you are able to get someone to discuss with, you're able to get someone that is in a positive relationship with you, you're able to express yourself to that person, and the person is able to encourage you, your emotion will be stabilized. I have, as a pastor, I have communicated with people, even on WhatsApp, without praying, without quoting any Bible verse, I've been able to speak to people without saying much. Sometimes I will not even send voice notes. I will just send maybe one message in as a chat without anything. Once that person sees my message, I will just be wondering why the person will say, "Oh, Jesus, thank you, sir. Thank you for this timely message." Just one, sometimes one sentence, and the person will just be calmed. Because that emotional trauma that the person is going through, I've been able to say something, or I've been able to send a message that calms the person down. So that there will be an emotional stability, and that person will now be able to think straight. And when you have an emotional stability, it is essential for navigating life challenges. Because if you continue to go on a journey with emotional instability, that person can drop down at any time. That person can run into depression, and of course, you know what depression leads to? Leads to suicide, leads to unexpected deaths and things like that. But when you involve yourself in a positive relationship and you're able to get an emotional balance through the person or the people you are relating with, it will help you to navigate life's challenges. All right, I'm going to bring you up, but I still have a few things to say before I ask people to come up or to contribute. All right, strong. You're welcome, Dr. Marcia. When I'm through now, I will give you the opportunity to speak. Strong social connections promote resilience. And resilience is one of the things that we need to build in life. As a personal development expert, that is one of the things that I always let people know. The fact that you are involved in a coaching session and the personal development coach is teaching you, telling you what to do, guiding you, that does not mean that you will not still go through challenges. Virtually everyone in this world is going through one challenge or another. It is challenge that helps us to build ourselves, to know that, oh, if I can't do it this way, then there's a way I can do it. But what I know is that I can do this thing. Yeah. So when you are involved in a strong social connection, it will help you to build resilience. It will help you to reduce stress, to help you to enhance your overall well-being. And then you'll be able to lay a solid foundation for personal growth and self-discipline. So it's important that we try as much as possible to build positive relationships and enter into positive relationships. And finally, another benefit of positive relationship is accountability and motivation. Accountability and motivation. When you surround yourself, or when we surround ourselves with individuals who are committed to growth, they will hold us accountable for actions and aspirations. That's why on this platform, there are communities, there are groups. When you join these communities, they can give you 10-day challenge, they can organize 15-day challenge, they can organize 21-day challenge. When you want to fall from continuing that challenge, you see people in the community that will come to you and tell you, "You can do it, let's keep going, let's keep it going." Even if it is to batch create your content, yes, do it. However, you're going to do it to ensure that you are able to go through this process. Make sure you put in all the effort. So there are people in that category that can help us. So we can have accountability partners, can have people that will motivate us. That is why we need to build positive relationships, because positive relationships engender personal growth. Whether through mentorship, peer support, or collaborative endeavors, these relationships that we are building inspire us to strive for continuous improvement and stay focused on our goals. So tonight we have looked at building positive relationships, which engender personal growth. I started by looking at what is relationship. I looked at what is positive relationship, and I diverted a little to also explain to us about toxic relationship and what it can cause in a person's life. And then I just ended now by looking at four advantages or benefits of positive relationship, and they are nurturing supportive connections, learning and development, emotional well-being, and accountability and motivation. So these are the points that I want to share with us tonight. If you are not able to get everything from the beginning to the end, don't worry. It will be available on my Spotify channel, and I'm going to share the link to my Spotify channel once the recording is available online. I'm going to share it with us. So once again, I want to appreciate those of us that joined in tonight. For those that are in Lagos, Nigeria, I believe the weather is kind of changing as it's about to rain, and anytime there is a distortion in the weather, that's what is happening now. Rain has just started here in Lagos, Nigeria. So that usually distorts the network, and once the network is distorted like that, it can take people out of the audio room and things like that. So if you have been missing any aspect of my teaching, don't worry, it's going to be available on my podcast on Spotify. Thank you so much for joining in once again. Right now, if you have any question you want to ask, or you want to contribute, you want to share with us how you have been able to build a positive relationship and the benefits that you have gained, I'll be so much interested in hearing us telling me about the benefits that is personal to us, the personal benefits that we've gained. For instance, Madam Bolua Tui here tonight just did something magical and wonderful for me. Though we've not met in person, but she just did something wonderful that I needed at the right time. Thank you so much. I'm saying this, it's not only those that are in this room that are going to hear this, even those that do not know you, those that you and I have not met in person are also going to hear this, not only tonight, but even after tonight. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. All right, so if you want to contribute by sharing how you've been able to build positive relationship and the benefits you've gained from the relationship, the time is now. You can raise your hand and I'll bring you to the speaker's lounge. Thank you so much for joining in once again.
It's a conscious effort of making a positive relationship with ourselves, with others, with our goals, and also with resilience. Positive relationships are not arbitrary relationships, they're very intentional. And I'm very happy that you're expounding on the relationship between toxic relationships and the wholesome and supportive relationships that in and of itself, it was a balanced discussion, and it was
I love you made a very simple but powerful statement when you said that positive relationship is intentional. I love that. If we are not intentional, it cannot be built. It's not possible. It doesn't just come up. It is intentional. We have to be deliberate about it. Anyone that wants to develop, anyone that wants to make meaning in life, that wants to make, have impact, you don't stumble into impact. You build yourself intentionally. Oh, that's what we can't exhaust speaking about intentionality and being deliberate when we want to do anything meaningful in life. We have to be intentional, we have to be deliberate, and we have to be conscious. I love those three words. I usually use them together when I'm teaching. I talk about intentionality, being deliberate, and being conscious. It's important that we understand that. Thank you so much for that simple but powerful statement tonight. And like you said, this topic is a topic that even in the corporate world, people need to understand. People need to understand. Some people are in the corporate world, but sometimes the way they do things, the way they relate with others, they relate in a way that we know that this person is jealous. And if you are jealous, you cannot get yourself into a positive relationship. You are going to mar a relationship when you begin to allow jealousy to function in you or to find a place in you. That, like I said earlier, that if trust is missing in a relationship, then it's no longer positive. So also, if jealousy or envy is in a relationship, if you are saying, some people will come online on LinkedIn, and once they see anybody celebrating, they will just look away from that post. They will not read, they will not react, they will not comment, because they are expecting that I don't have any news to share. And this one, yesterday she shared that she just got a job. Today she's sharing that a client just made payment to her account. Tomorrow now, maybe she'll be sharing that I just met my husband on LinkedIn. That's one of the things that is also happening on LinkedIn. Someone just met his wife on LinkedIn and they got married, I think sometimes last month. They are both my friends. They got connected on LinkedIn and they are now husband and wife. All right. So some people may be looking at it that she got employed yesterday. She shared it on LinkedIn. A private client made payment today. She shared it on LinkedIn. Tomorrow now, she will come here and tell us that, my husband just proposed and we met on LinkedIn. You know, all these things will not let people grow, will not allow people to be in a positive relationship. So it's important that we also learn about all these things in the corporate world. All right. Welcome to the Speaker's Lounge, Madam Boluwatobi. The floor is yours.
Marcia, I haven't heard much of what you shared, which is such a shame. That's painful for me because I kept being coming again and then I'll be thrown out. I haven't sent you a message to say that, you know, there's an issue with my internet connection. I didn't know whether it's from my end or whether from your end, but the point was really the voice was distorted. So I can't say that I heard most of what you shared. But it just occurred to me that I should turn on the caption. And so I began to, when Dr. Marcia was there, Marcia was sharing, that's when I could see what she was saying. So thank God for that feature. So my thoughts on, you know, the subject of positive relationships, how that engenders personal development and growth, is that we are an aggregate, whether we like it or not, of the most significant relationships in our lives. And as much as, you know, those relationships might be people that are closest to us, maybe our spouses, children, parents, you know, work colleagues, you know, that we often quickly put our minds on. Those are the ones that we quickly remember. But media is such a powerful, we have a relationship with media. Sometimes it's not that we have, besides the human connection and that belongingness that we have with people in our lives that are closest to us, that lives, sometimes the influence over our lives, over our thoughts, over our, you know, the narratives and the rhetoric that we take. Sometimes that from something as simple as the media. I wanted to just say that that's one type of relationship that is overlooked. You know, a lot of many of us embrace today was suddenly introduced to us via the media. So both positive and negative thoughts, positive and negative ideologies. And so you know, like Dr. Marcia said, it takes a level of intentionality to position yourself to be to guide your heart, as it were, your mind, to be able to sift through all of the noise and the subtle suggestions that are constantly, you know, in our face, constantly in our ears. For me, it's important that you really have a set of values that anchor you, that steady you, so that you'll be able to identify whenever you're hearing something that is not in alignment with your own philosophy, your own, you know, ideologies. And it's not to say that you're not welcoming of other people's opinions or opinions. So it just says that, you know, you have a sifter. Have a sieve through which you can determine what you align with and what you don't align with. And I think for me, what determines what you accept or what you're welcoming of are, you know, questions like, is it empowering? You know, so even if you've held on to beliefs for a long time, you can again go through the test of, is this belief still empowering? Does it still serve me now? If it doesn't, then you might want to, you know, get rid of that and then take on new sets. Of positive relationships, I think that relationships, the major relationships we have with ourselves, that we often, you know, remember the relationship we have with our God, for those that being higher being, the supreme being, the internal conversations we have with ourselves, our thoughts, you know, our internal dialogues, and the relationships we have with God. So those are the very obvious ones. I just thought to introduce things like the media. You know, so media is everything, so whether it's entertaining, whether it's books that we read, you know, things like that. And then just subtle cultures also. You stay in a certain area, and then all the non-verbal cues that are given off, you begin to see that those are communication metrics as well that you embody after a while. You get used to. Then you just know that there's this code, as it were. It's unspoken, but it's there. It's just as tangible as the words that are written. You know, so those other things just have a way of influencing our relationships. But altogether, you know, I believe that it's important for us to have an intentional stance towards and our journey, and determine very early on the things that we will embrace, the things that we will not embrace. Even if you're not quite sure what they are, once they pass through your test of, is this empowering, does it, you know, serve greater good, is it in alignment with my faith, does it align with the drivers, the anchors that I really have? If it doesn't, then perhaps it's not something that you should be welcoming at all to begin with. So that would be my share. I hope that I can, you know, go back and listen to the podcast when it's out, so that perhaps in case my contributions were in tandem with what it is that you shared, so that I'm not totally, you know, off the mark. Yeah, so that's my share. Thank you very much.
Wow, that's awesome. As usual, thank you so much for this insightful share from another perspective. That's one of the things that I shared in my advantages on the advantages of positive relationship, when I talked about learning and development. When you are in a positive relationship, it helps your learning and it helps you in developing, in the sense that you get to know things from different and diverse perspectives. Like the one you shared now is a total new perspective about this topic. If we are to if you are to combine all my teachings, the short points that Dr. Marcia shared, and the one you shared tonight, you will see that it's enough for a conference. It's something that if people can listen to this at any time, it will be. So if we are to combine the points that I shared, the points that Dr. Marcia shared, and the ones that you shared, you will see that this, the conference, so to speak, will leave people to return to their homes or wherever they might have come from, not the same way they would have gotten to that place or to the conference. So it's so important and so vital, especially that area of media that you shared is so true, that we call it sphere of influence. The media is a sphere of influence. It affects and influences a lot of things in people's lives as individuals, as a family. It affects virtually everything. So it can affect even relationships, the way people relate with themselves. Some people are looking at what bloggers are sharing, and that is what is forming their mindset about life. Some people, once they wake up in the morning and they have certain channels they need to connect to on Instagram, and from there they will know what to do, what is happening on that particular day. And some of them, when they get into even a positive relationship, some people can ruin a positive relationship because of what the media is displaying to them or what they are listening to from the media. So, oh my God, this is so important. Thank you so much for this share. All right, so I want to appreciate us for joining in tonight, Dr. Marcia Thomas Powell. Thank you for joining in tonight. Want to appreciate you, Boluwatiri Ayo Opaleke. Thank you so much. I want to appreciate you. And some people came in, and like I said, maybe due to the network, like Bishop Owolabikoka came in. Madam Janice was also here. All right, so as soon as this episode is available on the podcast, I'll let us know about it. I'll share the link with us, and then we can take our time to listen to it again and again. All right, so my time on this episode of Life Potential Discovery Series, it's up, and I would like to sign out by appreciating you all once again for joining in to listen to Building Positive Relationships for Personal Growth. So at the count of three, starting from 3 to 1, I'll end the event. 3, 2, 1. Thank you so much. Good night. I remain your host, Alo Olatukunbaki. I'm a pastor, a certified content creator, a personal development expert, a podcaster, public speaker, and a life coach. You can reach out to me via my phone number +234 8036 506376. God bless you.